Good afternoon. It is Sunday, March 26th, and it is spring. And we're talking about FHA loans and versus conventional loans, conventional mortgages. So we watched the video. Cynthia's going to talk about what she learned from the video. And let's go. Yeah.
The difference is credit score and minimum down payment and your credit for the conventional mortgage. It has to be a 620 average or higher. And for the FHA, it has to be, it could be as low as 500 something. And the conventional has a 20% mortgage down payment, and the FHA has a 3.5%, and the FHA is required to pay upfront and limit, and their limit how much you can borrow and a loan, and the conventional is taken on a primary investment or a loan. And the conventional is fixed or floatable, and it's from 60 to 30 years, and it's up or down. And the FHA is fixed rate, only 15 to 25. And for the FHA, you have to pay premium mortgage insurance.
And do you have to pay that with conventional?
No.
All right, and if I gave you a gift, some money towards your down payment or towards the house, which loan you can only accept that with?
FHA.
No, the conventional. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a conventional. Mm-hmm. I gotta go back and listen. Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know. Anyway, Naive, your turn. What'd you learn, buddy? Let us know.
FHA loans are insured by the Federal Housing Administration. You need to have a good credit score. Credit score and minimum down payments. You can't invest. You can't be an investment property. 3.5%. Conventional loans could be fixed or looked at.
Up and down.
Loans. That's it.
So which one is better? FHA or conventional? What's your opinion?
FHA.
Why you say FHA?
Because it's a loan.
And?
It's easier.
What's easier about it?
The process.
You think it's easier? I don't think that it's easier. The rates are lower, right? And maybe the fixed rate of the interest rate, but they said it all depends on your situation. So if your credit score is kind of fairly low and you want a low interest rate, but then it has its cons too, because you got to pay the mortgage insurance with an FHA loan. So I guess it all depends. So that's it. That's what we learned today. FHA loans opposed to conventional loans. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Happy Sunday. Bye.